Today on Real Radio.
I'm not necessarily talking exactly, although it's very important to many people. The way that your home looks, or the way that it might smell, or the way the decor is. I know that some people, it's the goal of their life, and it's just wonderful, and that's great too. People have different personalities. It doesn't matter. I guess what I'm saying is, it doesn't matter if you live in a tent, or if you live in Volano over here. If there's love in that house or tent, people know it. And when there is not love in that house or tent, people know it.
You make me, break me, change my life completely. Always my days, I freely give you my praise. My heart is in your hands, let me feel your touch. Lord, I live.
Hello and welcome to Real Radio with Pastor Jack Hibbs of Calvary Chapel, Chino Hills in Southern California. We invite you to listen, learn, and be challenged by the Bible, God's Word. On today's edition of Real Radio, our teacher continues in his series called Life and the Bible, a topical series that explores those passages of Scripture that guide us believers in how to live in an unbelieving world. Here's pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs in a study called Being a Christian While Being a Wife.
Ladies, are you, listen, stop listening to the culture. God says you are so precious that the equivalent is what Jesus did for the church. Listen, here's the purpose, that he might sanctify and cleanse her with the washing of the water of the word. Husbands, that means you are to be giving your wife the Word of God. All over. Pray it on her. Put it on her head, over her shoulders, all the way down to her toes. Washing her in the Word, the Bible says. I can't imagine a woman saying, don't wash me with that. When the husband says, listen, before you head off to work, I want you to know that the Bible says that I know the thoughts that I think towards you, saith the Lord, thoughts of hope and for a future, and to give your life a full and complete and a glorious end. Can you imagine a woman hearing that from her husband as she's heading off to work or as he's leaving the house? Wash her. She might say, you know what? I don't feel right today. And things aren't just connected today. You know what, sweetie? The Lord is your strength. Go take a bath. Get some bubble bath and the Lord's your strength. Read the book of Psalms or read the book of Philippians. Wash her in the word. Give her a word. Call her up. What are you doing? Calling you up? Listen. Jesus said, I'll never leave you or forsake you. Thank you. It's amazing. The Bible says again, Colossians 3:18. Wow, listen to this. Colossians 3:18, wives, submit to your own husbands as fitting in the Lord. Wives, submit to your husbands. You say, well, what's that? Why is that such a blessing? What kind of a deal is that? A woman, a wife, is never, according to the Bible, ever to be abused. Ever. In any way. Never to be broken. Any group, club, religion, whatever, that diminishes the value of a wife is going directly against the creative authority of God himself. And our culture, man, the sick, pornographic culture of ours is destroying the value of women. And then our culture sits around and goes, we don't know why rape's going up. Yeah. Have you ever thought that kids at 10 and 11 years old are getting pornography on their cell phones? Yeah. Not my kid. Oh, boy. It's never your kid. The husband is to be watching out and promoting what is the very best for his wife. Isn't that what Jesus did for us? Doesn't the Lord say to us, call to me in the day of trouble, and I will answer you. Shouldn't a husband be like that for the wife? The incredible opportunity that a wife has is that she is to be loved in a special way. Number seven, a wife has been given, we're almost done, kind of, sort of. A wife has been given a unique ministry. And when I say ministry, a wife has been given an amazing power to establish her husband. This, ladies, guys, you can just tune out. Pay attention, ladies. Guys, pretend you're not here right now. A wife's ability to minister to her husband, she underestimates. There are people who have affairs with people they don't even like because she, at the watering hole at the office, the bucket, well, you know, the thing, says to him, you know, you're such a nice guy. Well, he doesn't get that at home. Maybe, I don't know. And just like Potiphar's wife with Joseph, flirting, flirting, flirting. Satan knows this. He tempts. In the same fashion, a wife will be tempted. And here's the thing. The ministry of a wife, she has amazing power. Number one, she has the power to put into her husband. In this order, by the way, men, now you can tune in. Men, respect and love. Women want love and respect. Men want respect and love. That's why a lot of shenanigans takes place at work, because there's the respect zone and there's no love involved. People, men will have affairs with women. They don't even love them. They don't even like them. Isn't it weird? Because he perceives her, the alien, the estranged person, this person, she's communicated to this married guy somehow that he's respectable. Let me tell you something, Christian wives. When you communicate to your husband that he's respectable, it slams the door on the world out there beyond your house. You want to protect your marriage? You have incredible ministry of speaking to your husband. I'm not talking about in a horrific, terrified way. No, I'm talking about a real relationship. And she speaks in a way and establishes her husband. You've got that power. And you can shut the door on anybody's attack against your home and your husband. Ecclesiastes 4:9. Listen to this. Ecclesiastes 4:9. Two are better than one because they have a good reward for their labor. For if they fall, one will pick his companion up. But woe to him who is alone when he falls, for he has no one to pick him up. Again, if two lie down together, they keep each other warm. But how can one be warm alone? The one may be overpowered by another. Two can withstand him. And a three-fold cord is not quickly broken. When that cord is wrapped with three strands, it's not easily broken. Guess what? Isn't it interesting? Two, he was saying two, 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 and then he says a three-cord strand's not easily broken. Because in your life's relationship, Christ is in the center, and your life is to be wrapped around with his, with Christ as the core. I may get mail about this, but I don't care. If you live for her, you're going to get messed up. If you live for him, you're going to get messed up. If both of you live for God, you're going to do just fine. You want to know why? Because you've got your eyes set on him, the author and the finisher of your faith. You're running towards him, both of you running together. You're going to wind up all your life's journeys being shoulder to shoulder until you get to the end, and that cord will not be undone. God says it's not going to come apart. For some of you tonight, you need to make Christ the center of your life. You've tried everything else, but you haven't tried him. It's amazing. Proverbs 31:31. Listen to this. Proverbs 31:31. She has a unique ministry. Give her the reward she has earned, and let her works bring her praise at the city gate. At the city gate. Did you know in Proverbs 31, it says that the husband goes to the city gate? It's a Middle Eastern cultural term. The men would sit and do the judging of the city, the conversation of the city, the relationship of what was going on. They would pass edicts and rules. It's where all the big guys met. He's there talking. Proverbs, he sits in the gate. Well, wait a minute. It also says here, 31:31, that her work is spoken about in the gate. What does that mean? It means that the husband says, have you guys seen how incredible my wife's job is doing? I mean, back then they would say, did you see? She is cranking out the coolest donkey baskets you've ever seen. Or whatever it was. She makes the best fruit or has the best wine or the best whatever. The book of Proverbs 31, read it later. It's all about her hands. She works. She's up all night. She's ministering to her kids. None of her family's cold because she knows how to knit, it says. And her husband goes to the city gates. And what does he do? He brags about his wife. Proverbs 31. Read it. It's awesome. We need to do that more, guys. Well, I don't know, Jack. My wife, I don't know. She hasn't made me a fruitcake or anything lately. And I don't know about anything like that. You know what? Why don't you just calm down, mister, and start praising her? And take care of her like that. Number 8, a wife has been given a unique defense. Kind of touched on the thing I mentioned a moment ago. A godly wife provides for her husband in a way as an amazing shield against this world. Number 1, jot it down if you can. Number 1, she defends her husband against spiritual enemies. How? I tell you what, you guys are reading the book, The Power of a Praying Wife. Wives, pray for your husbands. Are there things you, I don't know, it's possible. Are there things that you don't like about your husband? Pray. You say, no, I was thinking about, you know, taking this course or sending him to camp or something. I don't know, but maybe he'll change. And that's great. But listen, the greatest thing to do is to get on your knees and pray against the spiritual forces that are coming against your life. The Bible says they're real invisible forces. Number 2, she defends her husband against physical enemies. And I don't mean she fights your fights for you. I'll just say that their marriage is tight and strong. And when the world comes knocking at the door with flattering lips and flapping eyes or eyelashes and a sweet little talk, you know what? That husband can say, you know what? You can just head on down the street because you don't know what we got going on here. And then 3, she can defend her husband against enemies, foreign and domestic. And what do I mean by that? I mean that the defense that a woman has been equipped with by the hand of God can protect her marriage, even if this guy's called away on a month-long sales trip to Miami or he's deployed in the middle of Afghanistan. He can't wait to get home. Ladies, you have that incredible power, and I call it a defense. I don't mean a defense in the way of an attack. I mean a defense to ward off the evils that come against your life in your home. Number 9, a wife has been given a unique mission. And as a wife, listen, as a wife, you're not your husband's maid and you're not his mother. You are his wife. You like that? I wish I made it up. I got it out of a book. It's in that book we're reading. It's in The Power of a Praying Husband. Stormy O'Martian says, listen, your wife is not your maid and she's not your mother. If you wanted that stuff, you should have stayed home. The Bible says a man shall leave his mother and father and cleave to his wife. He doesn't go from mommy and then over and gets married. What is that? You'd be nice to me. I'm going to call my mom. Can you imagine? If you're mommy's boy tonight, that's got to stop tonight. Okay? Your wife is your lover, she is your partner, and God has ordained it so, and so you make it work. You just make it work. But ladies, your husband is a unique mission, and you have the unique mission of ministering to him. Galatians 2:18 says, and the Lord said, remember, it's not good that man should be alone. I will make him a helper comparable to him. Verse 24, therefore a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife. The word is what God, you know what scripture, what God has joined together, let no man separate. That's a decree of God. He is serious about that. Woe unto any person that separates a marriage. Wow. And then number 10, and we're done here. A wife has been given a unique touch. Wives, your home has your fingerprints all over it, and I mean that in a great way. I'm not necessarily talking exactly, although it's very important to many people. The way that your home looks, or the way that it might smell, or the way the decor is. I know that some people, they just, you know, it's the goal of their life, and it's just wonderful, and that's great too. People have different personalities. It doesn't matter. I guess what I'm saying is, it doesn't matter if you live in a tent, or if you live in Volano over here. If there's love in that house or tent, people know it. Amen. And when there is not love in that house or tent, people know it. You can smell it. And I don't mean stink. You can just smell it. You can feel it. You can feel it. And a Christian wife has an amazing ability. You know, you've heard this old saying that when a woman, I really don't know what it means exactly, but when a woman starts to nest, have you ever heard of that term? I see heads bobbing, yeah. I think it means when she wants to make a home. Is that what that means? Somebody help me out here, quick. Well, whatever that means, have you ever, I can assume where that term comes from, because we used to have chickens. And you see a chicken, and when she wants to lay an egg, let me tell you, she goes to work, and she's got stuff, and she's got branches and sticks, and she makes this little nest, and she's got her thing going, and she's moving around, and it looks like a tornado, and then when she's done, she sits down, and it's actually comical, because she just looks so happy, so totally content, and I'm not joking. Maybe some of you people have chickens. We went to the farm supply. This is way back and whenever this was, forever ago, 20 some odd years ago. And we told the guy, our chickens lay eggs in the morning and they lay eggs in the afternoon, twice a day. That's what? We have four chickens and by the end of the day, we got eight eggs. And this guy's going, that's not happening. I'm telling you, it's happening. I don't think it's anybody sneaking in there and putting eggs under them. And another guy came by and he said, listen, Do they have like this, a cage and a coop, and they have this? Are they free to run around the yard? Yep. Do they go in the coop when they're ready to lay an egg? Yep. Are they well fed and watered? All the time. The guy said, you know what? I said, what? He said, they're content. If they're content, they'll lay twice a day. Isn't that amazing? A woman has a heart to build a home and to make it her thing. All right? Listen. That's been given to you by God. And a husband appreciates that. The Bible says in Titus 2:3, the older women, this is church life right here, the older women likewise, listen, this is what should be going on in every church, that they be reverent in behavior, not slanderous, not given much to wine, teachers of good things, that they admonish the younger women to love their husbands, to love their children, to be discreet, chaste, homemakers, good, obedient to their own husbands, that the word of God may not be blasphemed. See, Jack, are you kidding me? This is the 21st century. That's insane. Oh, okay, then don't read Titus 2, verses 3 through 5. Go do it your way. Oh, see, the culture's already done that. I'm not saying here that a woman has to stay at home. I'm not saying that. In this world that we live in, it's difficult. But listen, the Bible's very, very clear that the older women, they've already gone through all this stuff. Maybe the older women are even widows. Don't raise your hand, but are you an older woman? If you're an older woman and you've said, yeah, man, I've done that. We've been married for 400 years and all this stuff. And you know what? Hey, listen, we can use you, ladies. There are kids who are married. I say kids. They're 20 years old. They had a horrible home example. They don't know what they're doing. They love their husbands. The husband loves the wife, but they don't know. Well, what do we do? He grew up as a foster kid, and I came from a divorced home. The Bible says, get the older women who have gone through all this stuff and get them plugged in with the younger women. That's church. We need you. And imagine if you save by doing that one marriage. We have mentoring couples at this church that minister to couples that are struggling. What a great thing that is. And here we go. And this is the last verse. A woman has a unique touch. Esther. Did Esther not have a unique touch? Wow. Esther chapter 5 verse 1. Now it came to pass on the third day that Esther put on her royal apparel, and she stood in the inner court of the king's house, over against the king's house, and the king sat upon his royal throne in the royal house, over against the gate of the house. And so it was when the king saw Esther the queen standing in the court, that she obtained favor in his sight. Guess who did that? The Lord put that in his, just went. He looked at her. Man, there's Esther. And the Lord just did a number on his heart. And the king held out to Esther the golden scepter, which if you didn't lift it up, you die. Right there. If you didn't lift it up, you're dead. He lifts it up. She approaches. She drew near to the king and touched the top of his scepter. He loved her. And she communicated to him, I love you. And she spoke to him. Wives, you have an amazing, challenging, no doubt, tremendous task, but I want to encourage you. A lot of people are bailing out. You know this. Across the nation, suicides are up. Marriages are under pressure. No money. It's a lot cheaper. It's a lot less expensive if tonight you decide to make your marriage work. And if you have a good marriage, work harder at it. If you have a great marriage, you have to work really, really, really hard at it. But God created marriage to make us holy. God created marriage to make us more into His image. And that's why tonight, if there's any kind of a rift between you and your husband, you and your wife, you feel like someone's cut your arm off. You don't feel whole. Hey, look at the upside. You're one flesh. You got to get back together. Make it work.
Pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs of Calvary Chapel, Chino Hills, in Southern California, in a presentation called Being a Christian While Being a Wife. It's part of a series we're presenting here on Real Radio called Life and the Bible, which will continue on tomorrow's edition of Real Radio. Now, this is a series our teacher recently delivered, and it's now available for purchase on either CD or DVD. Visit us at realradioactive.org to find out more. You can read about it right there on the homepage, realradioactive.org. And while you're there, you might also want to click on the graphic that tells you more about our television outreach called Journey. Journey with Jack Hibbs is seen on television and the internet, and we invite you to see that as well. Our number is toll-free, 877-RR-RADIO, 877-RR-RADIO. Our mailing address, Real Radio, Box 1273, Chino Hills, California, 91709. Of course, all of our contact information can be found at realradioactive.org. Real Radio with Jack Hibbs is sponsored by Calvary Chapel, Chino Hills in Southern California, and made possible by the generous contributions of its listeners. Till next time, we at Real Radio and Calvary Chapel, Chino Hills, wish for you solid and steady growth in Christ and in His Word.
Inside, you shine amidst this broken daylight.
Real Radio with Pastor Jack Hibbs is sponsored by Calvary Chapel, Chino Hills, California.